Welcome back to That Gaming Podcast, everybody. This is Ben.
And this is Alex.
And this is the show where we talk about the Nintendo and PlayStation games we're playing right now.
That's right. So join us as we embark into the world of gaming.
Let's do it.
Greetings and salutations, listeners. Ben, how are you?
I'm good, Mr. Alex. How are you feeling?
I am doing better, as you
good.
as you can hear. I'm doing better. Thank you for your kind wishes. Basically, I appreciate it. So I heard the podcast. So I saw the post, and I appreciate it. So thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. I know you've been dealing with that, and I'm glad that you took a nap and you're awake and you're ready to go.
Yes.
I just want everyone to know I'm not holding Alex against his will. he decided he wanted to do one, even though he doesn't feel too hot still. But
anything for the base.
I'm going to talk about games I'm playing because Alex has just been laid up. That's how it goes with COVID, sadly.
Yes, and speaking of that, Ben's going to talk about Returnal, the PS5 exclusive game that's now on PS Plus services, and a Mario Bros game that Ben's going to get into. But before we dive into it, I'll give my little spiel for the show. As always, give us a like if you're on Facebook or on your podcast platform. Give us a rating. We want to hear from you. Leave us a comment. That helps us with the algorithm. You can find us on Facebook, by the way. If you are a Facebook user and you just want to see what we're up to there, just visit us over there. Ben posts all the episodes there and updates, like when I was out sick. Ben made sure to mention that and say, hey, here's an old episode we're reposting for you guys to re-listen to since it's been a bit. And we have an email. If you have any question at all about us, the podcast, debates, games, you name it, you can email us.
Yeah.
That email is, I'm looking at Ben here because it's been a while since I've done. What's the email, Ben? Tell me again.
It's askthatgamingpodcast@gmail.com. And if you look into description, you'll see it there. So,
Well said. And just like anything else, Ben has a good list of all the stuff that helps us in the description of the episode. So just check it out and you'll find us on those fancy links. But without further ado, Ben's going to open us into the world of either Mario or Returnal with Aliens or both. We'll see where he wants to go with this. So take it away.
I was just going to talk about the Mario Bros. Game briefly at the top. So
Yes, because
kind of how I was doing it last week. This week, I've gotten away from gaming. That's not true. Not gotten away from gaming, but gotten away from these games.
Right.
This week, I've been playing Mario Rabbids Sparks of Hope with Hannah, and that's going to be fun to talk about later on. We'll do an episode on that. But what I was doing last week with these games is I was playing Returnal for a little while every night on the PS5 and then going to lay down watching TV shows because there is 1,000,001 TV shows back on the air right now.
Yes,
So any of those shows we've been watching, Game of Thrones, Great British Bake Off is back. Survivor's on every... Oh, I dropped my pen.
Nah. And the pen did not survive right there. Speaking
all
of
right, we're going to restart the episode? No, okay. Alex is like, I'm going to fall asleep.
No, I'm waiting for you to tell them Rings of Power is also out there if you're a Lord of
the
Rings
no,
fan.
I really want to watch Rings of Power. You've been harping at me like, better watch Rings of Power, man. And we really want to, but it's just like all these other things get in the way, and it's like, The Patient, a show on FX, highly recommend that show, by the way. Like,
I heard about it, yeah.
If you want to watch a show that's got, you know, murder mystery, like a murderer in it, serial killer kind of thing, but it also is a drama, and if you like Steve Carell from The Office, that's, I know Office is really popular again. Highly recommend that. So we've been watching that every Tuesday night. It comes out every Tuesday. Just finished up. But anyway, so while I'm doing that, I've been playing some games on my Switch. And I was looking around and I'm like, okay, this year has been the year of Ben finishing games he started. So I went through and I was looking and I was like, I know what game. New Super Mario Bros. U plus New Super Luigi U, all for Switch, if that makes any sense. These are the 2D Mario jumping and running 2D traditional Mario Bros. Games.
Right.
And it's the new version that they came out with one back on the Wii and on the DS, and then they moved it to the Wii U. And that's what this game is. This is a port of the Wii U Mario Bros. Game. I had played it all the way to like the last level or the second to last level, and I just was like, I got to go back and beat it. So I hopped in and I finished the last world area. And then I got to the Bowser's Castle area, which is all lava and super hard levels. I got through all of that and I finished that out. And then I got to the special, like after the credits rolled. And so I actually finished the story of the game. Mm-hmm. So I'm proud to report I've beat the game. And after that, traditionally in Mario games, there's like a star world. Have you ever played any of these games, Alex?
No, not you've been really.
More Konami and a PlayStation.
Yeah, I was going to say, not really, sadly, no.
Well, at the end of playing the normal worlds, there's like a star world, and that has special levels, and there's usually like super difficult. Well, this game locks it behind these coins that every single level, there are three coins. If you collect these three special coins, then at the end of the game, you'll unlock these super hard levels. Well, guess what? Oh. I'm not a collectible person. You know, you get on me like, you got to do all the side quests, all the collectibles. I didn't do all the coins, so I couldn't get into the super bonus levels. So I'm sad.
Right.
I'm sad that they locked it behind that requirement because, like, I should just be able to get into these levels. I beat the game.
Right.
But
yeah, you would think.
That's not how they did it in this one. So I moved on from that, and I went to the – there was a sequel that came out. It's kind of a sequel. It's like the same game, but all the levels are totally redesigned, totally different. So you're on the same map, and you're like – it mm-hmm. looks like – the first map is like Acorn Town. I don't know the name. It's just like a nice plain forest. And there's acorns, power-ups, and you turn into flying squirrel Mario. That's one of the new power-ups in the game.
Okay.
And that on the map, it looks like the other normal game. But in the sequel, the Super Luigi U, you can only you play the levels as Luigi, which is he's harder to control. He kind of like floats a little bit more, but his jump goes higher. So you have that advantage. But then he kind of floats when he comes down. And sometimes it's hard to like get the timing right. Anyway, it's more difficult. And then the map looks the same. But when you go into level, it's totally different. Like they're crazy chaotic levels. There's enemies everywhere. And some of them you have to like run through the level and precisely time your jumps just perfectly to get to the end. Huh. Like if you screw one little thing up, you die and you have to start right. it over. So it's really refreshing. Super Luigi U, I would highly recommend people try out in this game. When you buy the game for $50, you get both games included. So you could just play the Super Luigi U, the harder version, and not play the original and just have a good time with that. But I've been having a blast with that because the levels are just so wacky and creative. And like I go into the level, I'm like, what's this one going to be like? And one of them was like a water level and there's just giant cheap sheeps and you're like having to squeeze through the little tight areas and you know, because in Mario, if you touch an enemy, you're dead, like instant death.
Right.
So you're like really carefully like trying not to get hit and stuff. So that was really fun. And there's just some wild, levels. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I did it. I beat the game. Now I'm playing the second game, trying to beat that game. But that's really all I wanted to say about that game. It was just, I beat it and it's fun and people should try it out. I think it's a good game. If you're buying a Switch and you never had one and you haven't had a Nintendo system in a long time and you want just like go back to basics, like you want to go back to the original Nintendo from the 1980s and play the original Mario Bros, pick up this game. It's it's the successor to that. It's the newest, latest, best version of that. And yeah, you'll get hours and hours of fun out of it. There's plenty of levels. There's plenty to do. You can play as multiple characters. You can play 4-player local co-op if you want. If you have kids, they can play with you all on the same screen. You can play it solo too. You don't have to have 4 players. It's not more difficult. It's just a Mario game. So,
ooh, okay.
There's a lot to love about the game. I really recommend it. But don't get the title is confusing. Don't let that distract you. The game is actually really fun. So, I guess I'll move into Returnal then.
I got much request. I can't talk that. I have no questions about Mario Bros. So no, move. Go ahead.
You shouldn't, because it's pretty simple. You run, you jump, you squish enemy, you win. I mean, that's the name of the game.
And that's the end of it, mm-hmm. Right? Well then.
So Returnal. You were down in Florida in Disney World, and I was like, I'm gonna play some solo game and really get into it. I felt like the time was right. The leaves were falling. It was cool and crisp outside. I'm like, I need to play something that's kind of scary, but not right. Resident Evil too scary, like we talked about
that's too
a couple
scary.
Weeks ago.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to try this Returnal because I have Extra. So it's free to download with Extra.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard a lot of great things about it last year. Sorry, I'm just taking a little drink here, talking a lot.
Oh, you're good.
So I thought, I'll give it a shot. So I downloaded it pretty quickly, got it up and running, and I started playing it. And the first thing that I noticed about the game is it's very cinematic, which you and I, we talk about that all the time on here. We love that. Whether it's God of War, Uncharted, Horizon, some elements of Horizon.
Horizon, yep.
What's some other ones we talk about in here? There's a lot of games that are cinematic nowadays. But
good old Uncharted, as always.
Yep, Last of Us.
That's Last of Us is a good one.
Strong one.
Yep. Arkham Knight.
Yeah. So it's very much in that vein. When you start this game up, it grabs you by the seat and it takes you on the ride. And it's like a roller coaster ride. You're going right away. Her ship is flying in outer space, and you're coming towards a planet, and it really reminds me of Metroid. So I was like, I'm in. This is for me because Metroid's my favorite series. And
interesting.
It reminds me of Metroid because it's a single female character. She's by herself. Her spaceship crash lands. She doesn't know what's going on, and she's kind of lost, and you have to fight your way through. And there are upgrades and power-ups and different types of weapons, styles of weapons, pistols, automatics, stuff like that. So it feels very Metroid because it's like that. Like I said, she's on a solo mission. She's in uncharted territory and she's not overpowered. She's underpowered and you have to collect your power-ups as you go through the levels. And that's exactly what this game is. It's the same thing. The twist is that she doesn't remember anything that happened before, and she gets flashes of memories and visions of things after you die. And then after you die, she's resurrected and then wakes back up again. And it starts all over again from the beginning where your ship crash landed. And so literally, you will see there's like 2 or 3 different places she'll wake up, but they're going to be the same every time. So you die, you lose any upgrades that you had. There are some permanent upgrades, but you lose most of the temporary ones. There are some permanent ones, but it takes a lot of time to earn that currency that you use to buy the permanent upgrades. At first, you're probably going to die a lot before you start getting some permanent stuff. But you lose everything, all your buffs, anything like that. You die, and then
dang.
When you die, you'll see her collapse on the ground, and then you'll see on the screen like some flashes of images. So you really have to pay attention when you die, because those are how you get the story beats. There are moments in there where you're like, what was that? Like, that's a house. Why is there a house from Earth on this alien planet? What's going on? Like, what is she remembering? Or there's like flashes of like a field of wheat, and she's got touching her hand on the crops. It's like lightly touching on her hand, and then it goes away. And you're just like, what does this all mean? Is she from Earth? Is she a clone? Is she coming back to life, or is the planet, like, how is the planet doing this? Why is she trapped here? Like, there's just a big mystery, and it really compels you to keep playing.
Right.
And so you wake up a lot of times in the chair, in the cockpit chair, and then you have to, in first person, you kind of like walk around in her ship, and you walk out through a hole in the hull. She just kind of like walks through the hull. And then you get outside, and then it switches to third person. She's got a gun. You always start with a pistol. Mm-hmm. And there's doors, and there's a really nice designed, really good map. And you look around the map, and it'll show you different doors. There's a nice key that tells you what different door shapes mean. There's some doors that are triangles, and those are your side quest doors. There's some that are arches. Those are your main quest doors. You want to go, they're like rectangles. You want to go through those right away on the map if you want to advance in the story. And there's kind of a certain progression to it. Like, you start in a basic room, and you might find some little, like, you know, health packs or some basic things like that, or basic enemies right away. You might enter a room and there might not be basic enemies right away. You might pick up, like, usually you pick up a little key that helps you unlock a loot chest later, in maybe a couple rooms later. You keep going, you might fight some enemies. And when you fight enemies, the cool thing about that is there's this buff system. So when you kill three enemies, you'll get a buff. And it might be like 1.5 damage. Or it might be like, little health regen or that kind of thing. If you kill three more or something like that, or you get to five kills in a row, you get another buff. You keep getting buffs if you just keep killing enemies and you don't take any damage. So it's kind of like, if you get a kill streak going, you're going to get buffs on your character.
Okay. So if you don't die, right? Right. No, if you keep killing them, basically, you get a streak going.
Yeah, if you get a kill streak going, you'll keep getting buffs. And then those buffs will kind of help you get stronger as you get through the area. So the goal is kind of go through each of these rooms and keep staying strong. Don't lose any health, because there is an area that you get to where there's upgrades and things like that. You can kind of, if you've done a lot of life-death cycles, if you've died like 20 plus times, you might have a lot of currency built up from killing enemies. And you'll get to a room where you can kind of do these little permanent upgrades. You know, you can permanently upgrade your health, permanently upgrade your weapon damage, stuff like that.
Okay.
Once you get beyond that room, then there's really strong enemies right there so far. And I have not been able to get past that first room of really tough enemies. I keep dying. So this game, if you're a person that doesn't want to die in games, you feel like, I want to have a perfect playthrough. That's not the point of this game. The point is to die a lot, because you want to die a lot. The more cycles you get, the more credits you get, the more permanent upgrades you can get, the stronger your character gets on each playthrough. And you're kind of incrementally growing in strength. And then if you can get through those strong enemies, you can kind of push through to the next section. And I'm sure there's another plateau. So it kind of is like stair steps to get to the end. You know, you got to make your push to the next step, make it up the step, and then make your push to the next step, and you just kind of keep doing that.
That's what I'm looking at right now, by the way. If you see me looking, this is, I was pulling out the PlayStation Store, looking at return, uh-huh, looking at the images. You kind of got me intrigued a little bit, so thank you. Keep going.
Okay, good. I'm glad. I was thinking, here's what I was thinking in my head. I am so boring. He's playing Overwatch 2 right now.
No. I as you explained to me, I'm like, you know, I kind of like the idea. I kind of like this. Let me look it up. And it's included with PlayStation Extra. Because, you know, when the game came out, that was before the new PlayStation Plus systems that was out there. So I never bought it because I didn't want to spend the $70. But now I'm like, try it out. Nothing to lose. So keep going. Keep going. This is interesting.
And that was me. I was like, I'm going to wait on this game. And then they came out and they're like, we bought a PlayStation. It's like, we purchased House Marquee. They're now a PlayStation Studio. I'm like,
yeah.
And you're telling me that you're going to do an extra program with games in it? All right. I'm just going to wait on buying this game. And my luck was on my side that day. Because, yeah, it's a great game in that collection. Like, seems that collection like is worth it alone for this game. And
yeah.
God of War is in there. Like,
Spider-Man's in there.
Spider-Man is a great game, yeah. Miles Morales, yeah, not so much. But yeah, Spider-Man's in there, and all the DLCs are Spider-Man. Like, there's all your money worth right there. Those three games.
Yeah, yeah. It pays for itself very quickly. I agree.
It really does. So, but with this game, it's just a joy to play. It's just, the sound is great. Yep. The sound design is great. The weapons sound interesting. It's, you're on this planet, but it does not sound like Earth. It sounds like you're on some other alien world. The weapons sound like they're from some other world. The stuff in it where like the sound effects for the cycle, it's like it almost sounds like thunder or lightning, like chur, 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 and then it like takes you back into the next thing. And just the sound effects of like opening a door is like shoom, you know, like it makes a nice sound that it's just satisfying. Ooh, to hear. You want to go into that next room because you want to hear that noise and you want to see what's in there. And the enemies are terrifying. Like, they're just weird looking. They don't look like Earth creations at all. They're really strange.
They don't.
Tentacles and stuff. You really, like, if you play this with a 3D headset, your heart's going to be racing because it's kind of intense, but it's like a good intense. It's like a good scary. It's compelling. You're like, I want to see the next area. It has just like a dark, ominous vibe. So I wouldn't say I would play this for like 8 hours on end or something. You might get a little depressed. If you're like me, you get affected by sounds and things. It kind of puts you in a mood like I do. And so I play this like an hour or so, and then I'm starting to feel kind of like, ooh, I kind of feel just down, or I don't know.
Right.
Bummed, right, or something. It just has that kind of vibe, though. It's a testament to the game. They did a really good job with the atmosphere. It really sinks in and you feel like you're there. It's the controller, the DualSense controller. If you want a demonstration of the DualSense controller in an action game, this is a great example of that. Nice. I would say it's even better than the package in game? Astro's Playroom, Astrobot, whatever.
Really? It's better than that?
I think it's better than that because it actually takes that functionality. Instead of just making it cutesy and playful, it makes it like necessary. Like, I would not play this game with a DualShock 4. It wouldn't be as satisfying. It takes it to the next level to where the left trigger, they have it to where you hold it down at the first stage and it just is your aim. If you hold it down all the way, like there's, you know, the wall that's there, there's kind of like it sticks and then it goes harder. You hold it down all the way, it'll activate your alt fire and it'll get that coming out. So then you hit R2 and your alt fire goes off. So you have to kind of concentrate and you can't just pull your trigger all the way down. You got to go, okay, what do I want to do? Do I want alt fire or aim? And it just gives you like, it almost becomes another button. It's like an L4 and an R4 or something.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. So like R2 is the same way. You can hit it just once and it'll kind of semi-auto. It'll go pop, pop, pop. You hold all the way down and it'll be da-da-da-da-da. Like, depending on the gun you have, there's different triggers on the right for the weapon. The vibration in this game is great. Like, you can feel, you know, in the demo when they first announced PS5, it felt like ice cubes and all this stuff was in the controller.
Yeah.
You can feel all those different differences. When like you get like a health upgrade you find on the map, it like there's a chunk, like there's a satisfying feeling in the controller that happens.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of it all. There's just a lot of different stuff. Like there's one terminal that you interact with where it's part of the permanent upgrades thing. She puts her hand in there and there's like these glowy orbs kind of floating around her hand. You can feel kind of that texture while she puts her hand in there, and then it kind of like vibrates the controller as it gets stronger and stuff. It's just, it really does a great job with the controller. It's hard for me to remember all the different things because they're just there and they're just kind of in the background. And it just creates this whole experience with the sound, the music, the atmosphere, the controller. It just creates this whole world and you feel like you're transported there. It's really cool. I really, really like the game more than I thought I would. I thought I would hate the death cycle thing where you die a lot. And I'm like, this will just make me frustrated. I'm not going to play this. But I played it and I was like, surprised. I told Hannah after I played it, I was like, because I was going to get cleaned up. We were going to watch one of the shows. And I was like, she's like, how's the game? I'm like, you know, I thought I was going to be really mad. And I don't feel mad at all. She's like, yeah, I can tell. You're not in a bad mood or anything. I was like, yeah. I said, it actually compels me. Like, it's like a frustrated feeling where you're like, I know I can do better. It's almost like playing sports or something. Right. You're like, I can do better than that. Let me try it one more time. Let me go one more time. And you just keep wanting to do run after run after run because you're like, I can do better than that. Oh, I got a little sleepy there and basic enemies did some damage to me. Let me do it one more run and I bet I can get no damage and get to the hard area. And I've barely advanced the game. Like I've barely played it very many hours and I'm already like all in on it. So yeah.
That's a lot right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot right there.
It's the story so far is not what's compelling me. It's the dying and trying to fight back and do better.
The game itself, actually, mm-hmm. Right.
But there is a story there. I just haven't uncovered a lot of it yet. You got to die a lot, I guess, to get there. Right now, I'm just chasing the signal. And it's just like, well, we got to go find this mystery signal. Who's broadcasting it? I haven't even got that far yet, so...
Okay.
Maybe once you find the signal, more crazy stuff starts happening. I'm guessing just from the trailers I've noticed, there's a lot of stuff in the trailers that I haven't even seen yet in the game. So, you know, like big skyscraper looking things, red monster that was in the sky or something I think I saw in a trailer. So, yeah, but
I'll see. You're getting me into the space, Eric, because I was going. Yeah. I'm looking forward to the Callisto Protocol. It comes out in December.
Right, right, right.
But now there's this was a space game, so I might take it. I think it's worth giving
it a shot because you have an extra. Yeah. So just download it.
Yeah, why not?
That's what I did. I'm like, I'm going to download it and give it a try. I've been trying to think that way about games. Like, I don't have to complete the game just because I start it. You know.
Right.
I'm giving myself I can play 3 hours of it. And then if I don't want to play it anymore, that's fine. At least I got a flavor of it, you know.
You got flavor and you could speak and say, hey, I tried it, I didn't like it. Versus, yeah, exactly. Well, I like it.
Yeah.
Right.
The only negative I would say about the game is there's a lot of terminology in the game. And so it's hard to know, like, when you're looking at something or and you're about to, like, pick it up. Because some things give you, like, negative effects if you pick them up. And so I read it sometimes and I'm like, I understand the negative side effect of this, but I don't understand the positive because I don't know what that word means. So then I have to go into the pause menu and there's a whole glossary of terms and you go into there and it'll show you like they've got like text there you can read. They've got a little video loop kind of thing that's going, that's showing you a demonstration of it. So they do a good job of giving you the resources to learn about it. It's not like it's impossible to figure out. It just takes some memorization to like,
right.
Okay. I can't even think of the terms right now. I'm trying to think of them. There's something like the buffs that you get, they don't call them buffs. They call them like proficiencies. Yeah, that's it. So
proficiency.
Every time you kill three enemies, you get another proficiency. It's just a buff. They're just calling it a different name, you know.
Fancy proficiency.
Yeah, they don't call them upgrades. You know, the coins that you need for upgrades are not, it's not called upgrade coins. They're called like, I don't know, some made up alien word, you know, like
anyway. Crypto Troslovasik.
Yeah, it's like crypto, you know, it's like some sort of cryptobytes or celibytes or something. You need enough celibytes to, I don't know, xenobytes, whatever.
Xenobytes.
But yeah, give it a try. I'm curious what people think. Send us an email if you play the game. Please send us an email. We'd love to hear from you. We really appreciate this following of listeners that we have. We see you coming back every week in the downloads. Thank you so much for doing that. But until next time, Alex, get well soon.
I will. Thank you. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. And we'll see you folks next week.
Bye-bye.